Hello, it's Monday and it's steaming hot in Marion, Ohio. Welcome once again to A Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. Now, the name of that app is called TuneIn. Remember, Tune, T-U-N-E-N, and when you pull down that app, search WWGH. One more option, you can call 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or if you would like to make any comments while we are on the air from now, 4:15 until top of the hour at 5 p.m., now, someone told me last week I did not give this number, so I'm going to give this number again. It's 740-383-9944. I need to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, including those of you who listen faithfully and any newcomers that may be listening for their first time today. Including with you will be Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or logoschristianministries.com. They have free produce every third Saturday of every month, and that will be September, 4/21. I'll give you that date in a few, okay? And it usually starts at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Okay, now that's a free produce market at Logos Christian Ministries. We have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. Their number is 740-262-0939, and they are located in LaRue, Ohio. And I'm going to get you that date. That will be September the 19th for the free produce at Logos Christian Ministries. Please note your calendars. If you have no need for free produce, please let someone else know that can benefit from that. I also need to open up my show with words of wisdom, a thought for today. Okay, now we'll be bringing that right up for you. Let be and taste freedom. This is so on point. And it popped up today. We will be talking about a lot that involves freedom, okay? Now, title once again, Let Be and Taste Freedom. Many of us spend most of our life trying to live someone else's life. We are great fixers, and as we watch others, we can hear ourselves attempting to sort them out. We hear it in our conversations with others and with ourselves. It sounds like they shouldn't. Weren't they awful? Did you hear about so-and-so? In my opinion, they should. I know how that goes, right? In these moments, we waste time trying to write the script of others and forget to write our own. We have no right to write another's script, and any attempt to do so is futile, frustrating, and doomed to failure. So let be and taste the freedom from the subtle tensions and anxieties about others by letting them write their own script. Don't miss your life by trying to live someone else's. Now, those are words of wisdom, a thought for today. Let be and taste freedom. At this time, I will be turning my attention to my guest today, Anthony Mark.
Hey, how y'all doing, y'all?
He is here with me today, and I think we're waiting on a guest that he has invited. But we're going to go on with him. And first of all, Anthony, introduce yourself to the public.
Hey, how y'all doing? My name is Anthony Marsh Jr., also known as Lionhearted. I am the owner of Lionhearted Entertainments, LLC, here in Marion, Ohio. I am the husband of Jacqueline. I'm not going to say all her middle names because she got too many of them. Marks. Well, y'all know my mother-in-law, Joan Harris. I ain't going to keep on resuming that, but please come talk to us at any time because we do a number of variety of different things in our company, and we're definitely trying to plug into the community to help as much as we possibly can right now.
That's great. That's great. I'm so glad you had time to come and visit with me and bring me up to date on what's going on in your life and what you're doing and where you've been and all that good stuff. We're still in COVID-19, the age of COVID-19. You know, we still have civil unrest going on. We still have tornadoes, hurricanes, and wildfires and floods, and all these things are going on, right, in the world today, which is, and I hear people say, well, COVID, wow. Who could have ever imagined that 2020 would usher in all these things for us to enjoy?
My wife showed me a joke I saw on Facebook one day. It said, all right, so guy walks into a bar. He said, I want two hurricanes and something else. And the bartender said, all right, so that'd be 2020. I said, what? I couldn't do nothing but laugh about it. I was like, wow, well, that's my truth. That's not about right.
Yeah.
But like as always, we as a people, we're doing like we always have done, as God has always blessed us to do, and that is survive it all. Like my mom and them, they're down there in Southeast Texas, in Houston area, Port Arthur area. And they were just recently just barely missed by that hurricane that
really?
Hit there. Yeah, she said it sounded like there was some damage down there, but they barely missed it. That's what brought me up here with the Hurricane Harvey. I survived that
really?
One.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, me and my wife can tell you about that one. Yeah.
That was a pretty bad one too, wasn't it?
Imagine seeing everybody's life, everything they accumulated, everything they've done, everything that they have owned sitting out on their front lawn.
Wow.
And it's like you just see that going in rows and rows and rows. And if you're riding the bus or walking, you just see from apartment complexes, which got massive amount of people. And then you see houses the same way. And it was like that for months on end. And it's just insane. Just think about it.
The devastation.
The devastation. And people.
Of water.
And people, well, at first, nobody took it serious at first because everybody was like, oh, it's going to pass us. I had got left off work early because they're like, okay, the hurricane may be coming this way. I was like, no, I know it's coming because I see the clouds moving fast. I know something was up. Mm-hmm. And we got hit. And the sad thing about it, your boy did not have anything in the refrigerator.
Oh, no.
So I remember one night I was walking to go get something from the gas station because that was the only thing that was open. The grocery stores were closed. Everybody was closed. Even Walmart, if you even try to walk inside of Walmart, like the driveways were filled with water. Like it was literally, I have a video where it's like a truck that's sitting in the water in the middle of the driveway going to Walmart. Like you see people trying to get there to get something to eat.
Right.
Because nobody was prepared for it. Nobody took it serious at first. Then the meteorologists, they said, no, don't worry about it. It may come. It like, no, don't worry about it. It's not going to come. And the lady was like, hey, you guys are going to get like 50 inches of rain.
Ooh.
And everybody else was like, no, don't believe her. She's just spooking everybody. And we got every bit of everything that we got.
Wow. You know, I think that has been a big letdown as of 3.5 years ago when our present president started fake news. And everybody, not everybody, but his supporters took that and they ran with it. And now it's at a point where nobody knows what to believe.
See, y'all don't see me on the microphone right now, but I'm just shaking my head because I know exactly what you're talking about.
Nobody knows what to believe. That's why a lot of people don't take like that hurricane seriously. Now you have people don't take COVID seriously.
Mm-mm, not at all. Not
I
at
heard
all.
Today like only 10,000 people have died and not the big number that we see on TV. And I'm thinking, how do you know what to believe?
In my travels, what I've learned is, like, when you're dealing with any type of statistic, go to those places and find out for yourself.
Right.
If they say unemployment is low, okay, let's actually go to the unemployment office and sit down there for a couple of hours, or just talk to the people that go in and out the door. Just hang out there for a little while. Cause they ain't gonna just run you off the property unless, you know, you're just bothering people.
True.
And they'll tell you, like, oh, I've been unemployed for X amount of months or days or weeks or years.
That's a great misconception, though. False, fake news. I mean, we hear news 24/7. It does not stop. And now everyone is the media. Everyone has a cell phone.
Yeah, yeah.
We can all take our own pictures, download our own information, you know. But it's like, okay, now people know. Well, you don't know what to believe.
Well, I can tell you, they can definitely believe that young man got shot in the back 7 times.
Yeah.
They can definitely believe that.
Saw it on TV, but that may be fake news. A lot of those things they see right on TV or hear with their own ears, but it's fake news. Let us move on. Let us move on. But that just kind of bothered me today. Yeah. What do you mean? Okay.
Because that's part of our job. I mean, yeah, I'm in multimedia too, but that's a part of my job to help people access the right information so they actually can see the truth. And yeah, you can edit things to make it look like it ain't right, or, you know, fix a couple words here and there to make it sound like it might be, but it really ain't, and it's vaguely put out there. But that's been the nature of politics and multimedia and misconception of what's the word I'm looking for when you misdirecting people in certain things.
Right.
So media's been playing a huge hocus pocus act for a very long time, even though there are a lot of people out there, prayfully, that continue to keep fighting and doing the right thing, who are trying to get the real information.
Right, the real information. That's all we need is the real information.
Yeah.
And we don't want nobody coming out there and say, oh, like what they say, 180,000 people have died, but only now you tell me today only 10.
Yeah,
now,
who
thought that up? Come on now.
See, that's even what... See, that's the sad part about that. The way the government had it set up at one time, if you wrote in a hospital, you said, okay, this case of this person dying is a COVID case, or this person who's sick is a COVID case. You got money for that during that period of time.
Right.
So you had some hospitals, not to, you know, what they call a cover blow on everybody or whistle blow on anybody, but some hospitals were writing up saying, hey, let's be honest about this. We need the money. We got to get new things in here. We want our facility looking better. We have to pay people. We want to survive this COVID thing because we actually know some of it actually is happening.
Yeah.
And they were writing in on the... they wrote it in on a lot of their turning sheets that these were COVID cases.
Okay.
And they
got a
ton of money, and they reported all those. And if you're not looking into the facts and seeing if it's true or not...
Right.
All you doing is taking a report. Okay, this is a case. This is a case. This is a case. Dang. It's like 20 cases. All right. This is a case. This is a case.
And yeah, that could have happened. You know, that could have happened. And that's sad that, you know, but that's human nature, right? Let's get it while it's out there because it's not going to last long. And that's so true. It didn't last long. But yeah. I think all of us did benefit financially. And that's a blessing because, you know, it didn't have to be like that.
Mm-mm. No, it did not. You know? No, it did not.
People that were unemployed and people who couldn't work, you know, it was truly a blessing. I thank God for it, you know.
Yeah, the extra money did come in handy.
Yeah,
even
it
though
did.
They got, that's a start. Now let's keep going from here.
That may be it, though, you know. So thank you anyway. Thank you anyway. So what have you been doing?
Recently, me and my wife and Tracy Mallory, woo, shout out to you a little bit. We went as a company to the March on Washington, or to get your knee off my neck march.
Okay.
Or protest that was in Washington, D.C. That was ran by several different companies, but we had went through NAN and registered through them and got a press pass.
Really? Okay.
Yes. For all you media people, this is a definitely shout out to you. This information you're definitely going to need. If you are going to major events like that, please go register ahead of time for press passes.
Right.
I can't tell you how many media people who had cameras and who were on companies trying to get photos, trying to get word, trying to get footage, and they didn't know where the media table was. They didn't really sign up ahead of time. They didn't know where to go. By the grace of God, God continued to lead us to the right place. And we were able to get through a lot. because now the story begins.
Okay.
So basically, the thing was supposed to start at about like 6 o'clock in the morning, and we had just got there, touched down like at 12 that night. So we really didn't eat or get hardly any sleep that night. I went to bed. I think I had 3, and then we had to get up at 6.
Wow.
So you know we was ready lit.
Press for time.
This fight for the fight the good fight. We tired and hungry. But we went out there and the line, and the reason why I want to talk about the line because it has a lot of meaning behind it. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing to be waiting in line because a lot of people don't understand when you're in line with something or you're waiting for something. There's a lot of things you can learn in that process.
True.
One of the things that we did was we were allowed to do interviews because we had press passes that gave us the ability to do it. So what we ended up doing was while we were in one line, we met a guy from California. We called him Unc.
Okay.
This guy was full of life, full of laughter. He had his kids with him. And more importantly, he was there for the fight. And he was teaching them how to fight along the way, too.
Okay.
He was close to LA. That's all I can really give information on. You can find him on my Facebook page on the Anthony Marks Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I did an interview with him and another lady. But let's just talk about him for a second. To see a father fly his whole family from California way to Washington, D.C. and wait in a long line. Well, you know the man wasn't that young. He was like in his 50s.
Okay.
His son was joking with him, well, Dad, I don't know if you're going to make it because, you know, you got to stand in the line. He was like, man, I'm up here in the line. He's sitting down talking to his girl. Just messing with him and everything. But it's not just him that we saw while we were waiting in the line. It was various different other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about our older generation for a second.
Okay.
Because our older generation, that was made like part of the trip too. Because it was like looking at an entire black time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
You had an older woman that was there. She was like 80-something years old. And she was there just talking. And she was like, yeah, I'm here fighting the good fight. I've been teaching for X amount of years. And if you want to know my secret to youth, no drinking, no smoking, and living for the Lord.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? She was full of life, and she was there because she had memories of how many times beforehand, before this event happened, that she had survived and watched as she had grew up through time.
Right.
And
right.
It was another older lady, but I'm going to say younger because I don't want nobody to fight me when I get out of here. So it was another younger lady that was there. She was with her daughter. Her daughter looked like she was every bit of 80.
Mm.
No, her daughter looked like she was every bit of 60 in there, like somewhere in there, like 60. She looked like she was about like 80 years old herself, and she was on a walker.
Wow.
And at the time, you understand, like, they were handing out bottles of water because it's hot out there.
Right,
and
right.
We've been there from 7 o'clock. And they didn't start marching until, like, 3.
Right.
They're supposed to march at 1.
Right.
So we stood from 7 o'clock till 3 o'clock out in lines and walking and trying to find where do we start at for the beginning point of the march.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which made it even more of an experience, too. But let me get back to the older lady. She herself was in this long line waiting to get a wristband and the ticket. And she's out there, I'm talking about sweating. Her shirt wet. She you can tell she's tired, but she's still pressing on. But that lets you know if our older generation can keep pushing that hard, even in their later years and say that this is important for us to do it, then me being a younger man, I've definitely got to keep pushing myself, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of encouragement. Yeah. A lot of encouragement to see them still in the fight, you know.
Shoot.
My daughter said something to me. She said, well, Mom, you're in white supremacy. I said, I've been there all my life, honey. What do you think? This is nothing new.
Shoot,
we just learn how to live with them.
Yeah.
You know?
You keep passing it on. You pass on what you've learned.
Yes. Yes, yes. I don't want you here and I don't want you there. Well, I got to live somewhere. I can't just run and hide, you know, nor can none of us can.
Thank you.
I mean, reality is just reality.
Right.
There's some nice people and there's some not so nice people, you know, and I guess that goes on both sides of the Richter scale. Of,
yeah, it does.
You know
yeah,
it does. Does. No, it well, hello, Tara Dyer.
Hello. Sorry for...
I hope it doesn't lightning. Boy, you have not been here in a minute.
I haven't. That's because I haven't been invited until today. Thank you, Anthony well, Marks Jr., for allowing me to tag team in on your interview here.
And last time I invited you, I didn't know if I should again. Remember
oh, shut up.
I don't think you ain't been on my mind.
Oh, yeah. I'll yeah. come back. I love Scott good. Spears. I good. Love Scott good, Spears good, 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 to death.
Good. I'm going to have to ask about them. I had to ask about what happened later on. That's going to be a story for me to carry on to grandkids.
Yeah, that's another for another interview.
Right. That's something else. Something else. We might just bury that, right?
Let's bury it. Let's bury it.
And move yes. on. And move yes. on. But it didn't stop anything. That's for sure.
No. We just keep going.
Just keep going.
That's what
keep
happens going. When you... pray a lot, I guess.
Yeah. Amen.
I know you were very prayerful. But yeah. anyways, I was out and I was listening to the lively discussion that you guys were having. So continue on.
And yeah, he's oh, telling I'm me chirping. About the march oh, yeah, in, yeah,
yeah,
in
yeah.
D.C.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, so, all right. So
oh, I didn't know Elder Kaiser went too.
Yeah, yeah. Part, we didn't there. Run into him, yeah. though. I'm going to tell you why, because that's oh. the other part of the story. Yeah. Once again, let's start at the line. Why? Because okay. everybody starts at the line.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The line, the reason why I want to talk about the line again, because I want to show you the impact. And I also need y'all to definitely go look at Lionhearted Entertainment's Facebook business page and look at my page, because I'm also going to put on there a couple of drone shots just to show y'all how many of us were actually out there.
Right.
And this
right.
is just bits and pieces. That's not, I'm not just trying to plug, shameless plug. You know, that's why I call myself on my other show. But I want to plug this into y'all for real, because it's directly important for y'all to know this. If people like, okay, black people really don't care about what the agenda is. They don't care about their well-being. They don't care about who they are, what they fight for. They don't stand for anything. Listen, when we stood in that line... If you ever been to Lincoln Memorial, literally we wrapped from the outside of the park all the way to the memorial itself.
I've been there.
Like, it was that many black people out there, and it was white, and it was also Asian and some other races too, but it was 98% black people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all standing out there waiting for our opportunity to be a part of what we thought was important.
Right.
All of us flying from different parts of the country.
You're
having
right.
our own story, having our own like lineage that we passed on of knowledge down to each person that was like standing beside us as we conversated about what we knew.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the most mm-hmm. important part about it, is like to sit there and just look at it. It reminded me of that time I was on American Idol. And when I went there, I had just the dream of just wanting to sing. I was like, all right, I just want to sing and just try it to see if it works.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of that, I saw so many other people with the same dream that I had.
Right.
I saw it with other people who thought like I thought, had the same aspirations, had the same idealisms, and they were just trying to have their chance in life. And there they were, like nervous just like I was, and we were all circling around each other. I asked the people, did they need prayer, and we would do prayer circles in there. And I want to bring that back to where we're at right now with the march. It was just that many of us there that we all conversated, talked. We bought water. We bought shirts. We were plugging into each other's business. And mm-hmm. We were trying to find out about each other. I found a group of guys, young guys out there that were trying to sell their own shirts. And I was like, okay, so let me ask them, do they want influencers?
Right.
That's a major thing if you're trying to continue to branch out into media mm-hmm. and into social media and stuff like that mm-hmm. and trying to market yourself. They was like, yeah, man, I had like one business card on me. I hadn't reached into my bag just yet. So I grabbed my business card and said, hey, man, y'all hold on to this. Call me if y'all ever need any help doing anything. I still got their number and everything because they gave me theirs. I'm going to look at theirs probably towards this weekend because I got to get into editing so y'all can see everything that I got to see.
Right, right. Sounds like a lot.
Oh, my goodness. It's just so much. I didn't even talk about the message. The message itself, yeah, the message basically was the same message we have always heard over time, and that was keep up the fight.
Right.
Don't back down now. Don't just settle. Keep fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remain as you are, but keep elevating and bring others with you, because
right.
this time is important.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My
right.
mom had a conversation with me a while back. She said, son, I have never seen a change like this before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we fought for things in the past. We've rioted in the past.
Right.
We've pushed over statues and stuff like that in the past. But this time it's different. She said, y'all are making more of an impact than I have ever seen in our fights that we've had. And she was born like during the 60s.
Okay.
So I was like, oh man, that kind of made me sit back for a second. I was like, mom, because I don't want us to lose the momentum. She said, son, I don't think y'all are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think y'all will, because y'all fighting.
Yes, for real. Because, you know, it doesn't stop. The events that you're standing up for and fighting for, they still go on. Mm-hmm. It's like the gentleman that was shot 7 times in the back. Mm-hmm. So unless that stops,
the
fight stops, you know. Yeah. But if it don't stop, then the fight goes on. And like I heard one lady say, I was watching some of the marches. She said, I can't believe that we're still here, just like when Martin Luther King was there marching. Mm-hmm. We're still marching for equality. Same thing. All those years. What, 50 years?
57.
57 years.
One thing I like to remember, too, from time to time is I like to listen to my little Marvin Gaye, because Marvin, my boy. He had one song called What's Going On.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there, like, I had listened back when I was in college. I was listening to it. I was like, dang.
Mm-hmm.
And now listening to it now, it's like, even way back then.
Way back then.
We still fighting the same fight.
Yes, same fight.
Well, and then Martin Luther King purposely, you know, chose that date because it was also, wasn't it the anniversary of Emmett Till? So it was 57 years for Martin Luther King, and also when Emmett Till was so savagely killed by, and what was he, 12 years old?
Yeah, he was young.
And his mom decided that she would have the open casket so that the people could see just how brutalized he was. So all these things are continually, you know, happening.
Right.
And one of the things that our king, the Black Panther, said, you know, before he died, one of his last texts was vote.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chad Bozeman, one of the things he said was vote, you know. So, you know, how clear does a message need to be? How much more clear does a message need to be? You vote in people that have like interest and like advocacy that we have, you know. I mean, because we shouldn't have to be, you know, 57 years, you know. And they were just talking about the right for women to vote in 1919, so they were celebrating the 100-year anniversary of that.
Right.
Wow.
But Black women didn't get a chance to vote until Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Voting Act. Right. Into law.
In the 60s, right?
Mm-hmm. 1964.
Yeah.
You still weren't considered a person. That's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
So women still didn't have the right to vote, but they were out there with those suffragettes fighting just as hard as the white women to get the right to vote. And Black women didn't get a right to vote in 1919. So for us to try to even fathom that and to celebrate, you could celebrate the woman aspect, but Black women didn't get a chance to enjoy that privilege until, you know, Lyndon B. Johnson.
So that, what, a 30 years future of that? Women weren't even allowed to smoke, wear pants, none of that stuff. It didn't matter what color they were.
Exactly.
But,
so know. That's why, you know, you march. And if I had known you guys were coming back on Saturday, I think I would have joined in on that.
I thought for sure you were there. I was looking for you.
No, because Cindy wanted me to be there. Because that's right there, you know.
Right.
I guess I didn't listen when you guys were talking. Because I would have been in on that one.
Because, like, technically we weren't supposed to come back Saturday. There's a little story behind that, too.
Mm-hmm.
After we got done with the march and everything, we ran into some complications. Uber was kind of shutting down on us. Lyft was an option, but we was like, okay, Uber's gonna come through, and did not. So we had to ride the train all the way to
the airport. Exciting, though.
Oh my goodness,
it costs a lot of money though, doesn't it?
Oh my goodness, you don't even know, you don't even understand. Like, it was funny. It was that was a fun little trip in itself.
But they do have shuttles. They have to the airport.
Shuttles were kind of down at the time too.
Oh my gosh!
Because they didn't. Because what they wanted to do was they wanted to kind of keep. It was, over, I ain't gonna say over the COVID aware. I'm gonna say they want to be very cautious because of COVID.
Okay.
So Southwest had changed the ticket on us a couple of times. I will say that because my wife's gonna punch me in the back of my head. But don't say that. Okay. No, I'm just joking. Like, I love my wife. She's a very amazing, beautiful person. Mm-hmm. Like, she's awesome. But I will say, like, when... All right, so we had it set for leaving that night at 7. We supposed to left the march, went to the airport, got on the plane, came back. And we've been here Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that didn't happen that way because they changed the flight, like, 3 times on us during that time, like, during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So we end up having to stay till the morning.
Sunday morning?
Till Saturday morning.
Oh, Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So you weren't going to stay all night? Mm-hmm. You're just going to fly in, fly out?
Fly in, fly out.
You guys got money like that, huh?
No.
Must be nice.
It was cheaper that way. But I had, you know, God blessed me with enough during all these COVID situations where I was able to get us what we needed. And the girls enjoyed their little nap and everything because we hadn't slept in it, really. Mm-hmm. Like I was telling Miss Linda here, like we really came in at 12, got up at 6. I went to sleep. Me and everybody else probably went to sleep around 3. Mm-hmm. So we got up at 6 and we was at the march at 7, and then we stood from the march from 7 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and at 3 we finally marched because the march was supposed to happen at 1, but we ended up staying until 3.
Mm-hmm. Everybody had to have they say, didn't
everybody
they?
Had to talk. Everybody had to talk.
Yeah, Martin Luther King's granddaughter. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it was another young man there too.
On TV the other day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now she was exonerated, wasn't she, for something?
No, it's little granddaughter.
Oh, little one.
Yeah,
okay.
And then his son was there.
Okay.
Martin Luther King III. So did you at least see Al Sharpton?
Well, okay, so the way that they had it set up was only so many people can get close to where the speakers were.
Oh, okay.
So you can line up in the front of everybody, but you're like a ways away.
Okay.
But there was a Jumbotron we were able to actually see for a little bit.
Thank God for the Jumbotron.
Yeah. You can hear them all throughout the park. And then you can hear them talking.
Mm-hmm.
Al Sharpton was up. They had another lady. I can't remember all the names, but if you do go to my page, once again, I do have a post where I have the actual live link. And I'm pretty sure they recorded it on the link, so you should be able to look up and see the whole message. Because I knew when I was there, I wouldn't go be able to catch everything.
Okay. Well, you know it was controversial because at the RNC, you know, President Trump was saying if people could mass gather for that, how come, what's wrong with people mass gathering for his acceptance speech to be the next president of the United States at our house, the White House, which his wife said is his house. So, but you know, it was controversial, you know.
Of course. But he was going to have them anyway, regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, he usually does what he wants to do, but mm-hmm. okay, we're going to put y'all black people on Front Street for mm-hmm. what you're doing, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but he's been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that we didn't have more police officers there.
Mm-hmm.
We did. There were some scattered throughout, and yeah, you probably had some people out there in the crowd, but...
They were probably undercover.
Uh-huh.
Probably so.
But
probably
by the grace of God, though, it was really peaceful.
They said it was peaceful.
So super peaceful. It was like mm-hmm. all of us just like, it was like being at home with your family.
Mm-hmm.
I told mm-hmm. it was like one person I did an interview on, we called him Unk. I don't even know his real name. We just called him Unk.
Right.
And we was just out there talking with him and his family,
mm-hmm.
Talking to other people that we was in line with. We got to experience everything with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Were there other ethnicities there?
Oh, yeah. It was the Asians. You had...
Caucasians there?
Yeah, some Caucasians. Okay. Definitely had the Caucasians. They was out there fighting with us.
Uh-huh.
You had a couple of transgenders out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Much support to I'm finna mess this up. Lord, forgive me. Much support to... respect to the LGBTQ.
You got it. X, put X on it.
And a plus. I learned what. We were at that one seminar. A plus is even after that. Like, mm-hmm. there's some more groups. I'm like,
oh, like the one that we went to?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, they, well, can you? Please, yeah, they get pretty big
out there. It was one guy. He was out there. It was two young ladies that were out there. Mm-hmm. One real tall, dark skinned. She was dressed real nice. I was happy to see her. Another mm-hmm. guy, another young lady that was out there. She was beating on her little drum, just knocking at it, mm-hmm. wearing heels. And they're like, "Oh, you gonna go out there and walk and stand in the lines in the hills? You gonna march in the hills?" She's like, "Yes, I am."
Oh my goodness!
All right, we're gonna make you famous today.
I know that's right.
So you know, you gotta give a shout out to your people that are, you know, definitely for you and there with you. Cause like, honestly, if you got people that are wise enough to say, okay, we got your back no matter what, then you're an ally in the fight. I can't even knock you for who you are at the end of the day.
Wow.
Well, and, you know, the message, though, to me, the message was not lost. You know, I understood just exactly why people were so passionate about being there, especially in the wake of a lot of things that are happening in our culture right now. The message was not lost, you know, and I know that you were fortunate to be there, you know, so you were in history. I just hope did Tracy get my shirt?
Oh, well, she might have got a couple shirts. Tracy saw the people out there selling. And that was another beautiful thing about it. Like, it's literally, I felt like I was at home in Atlanta. Because I was literally, as soon as we got close to the train station, mm-hmm. you saw a line of people just lined up with, like, shirts and flags and wristband. Like, they got two free wristband. I missed mine. I was trying to take their picture. So they owe me a wristband. Anyway, you had so many people who were merchandising, selling there. And it was people who had flew on the plane with all their merchandise that was selling in the line.
Wow.
Like buttons and everything. I got a couple pictures of that too. Like it was just beautiful out there.
How'd they get through security?
They got through. I bet you they got through. They were smiling. Security knew.
DC is like that anyway. It was when I went.
Oh, man. You know. Chocolate City.
People on the street. Oh, that
looks
nice,
though. You guys lined up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think you can see us out there. Like, when the first night we was there, we had to go to, like, a corner store because none of the restaurants was open. And it was, like, a group of young men that was standing out there. They were talking to everything. You had a black officer that was down the street from them. I was like, oh, let me talk to the young man real quick and make him aware that this officer over there, black guy saw them, looked at them. I saw him nodded. He nodded at me. He went on about his business. I said, y'all stay safe out here. Y'all just, you know, y'all going to march tomorrow. They're like, yeah, we going. And they cleared out after that. You know, it's like I'm almost at loss for words because it was a beautiful sense of oneness there.
Great. Mm. It sounds like when I went to see Barack Obama in Mansfield.
Oh, is that when he kissed you?
Yes.
Is that when he gave you a smoochy smoochy?
Oh, he kissed me 3 or 4 times. Well, she wasn't there.
Oh.
But anyway, it was the line, and he had people selling T-shirts and all that. Water. I mean, it was hot, too, down there in Mansfield, but it had the same feeling. You know, because he's our first black president.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
History.
Yeah, and it was just packed history down there. But you have that same sense of unity and the kumbaya feeling, you know, everybody's together on one accord, and
it
adds a lot to a situation.
It
made it worth standing in them lines, you know, it made it worth
and
it.
And people
really.
Are like, oh, I'm going to faint. That's what I said. I told my sister, I said, I will not, the sun, and then my nieces that I told you were going to, they were training for the walk and stuff because they knew it was going to be hot and, you know, and stuff. But they ended up not going.
You know what? I'll tell you this, though. Shouts out to Tracy Mallory once again. if y'all know Tracy, she had an accident a while back and she has some metal things in her ankle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she walked.
Yeah, she broke her ankle or whatever or something. Yeah, she was off work for a long time.
It was a bad little situation. But Tracy stood there the entire time, walked the entire time.
Mm.
I tried to give her a brace to sit down, but you know, Tracy, Anthony, I'm fine. Stop asking me.
Well, she was all right then, right?
Yeah, so did she... Was it swollen or anything?
All of us were swollen. Shoot. When we got back, Jackie said, listen, my shins and my feet hurt. Like, I don't want to do anything else. Let me go lay down. I said, whatever you want to go do it. I'm going to go take care of business. Like, just go chill. I get it. Oh, man. It was quite an experience, though. I thank God for it, though.
And this is a treat that I get to interview someone that went to the march. Mm-hmm. And that was, what, last Thursday?
Yep, that was last Friday.
Last Friday.
And I bet you.
A few days ago.
I bet you, after this interview, I bet you the Marion Star is even going to want to do, like, a feature on this, people that went to the march, you know?
Okay, that'd be good.
This is a treat.
That'd be good to see.
Yeah, to share your experiences and your pictures.
Some of your pictures.
If they willing to buy, I'm willing to share.
Okay. I don't know if they'll buy that.
I look forward to talking to them about that too. If they're willing to come find me, I would definitely do that with them.
Well, and Pastor Corey is on the editorial board, or so maybe.
Is he?
So maybe you could just tell him, you know, and he could make that suggestion. That'd be a good Sunday feature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
It would be. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He seems to be doing well in his new church.
I saw he had a couple baptisms, but he had to baptize at Mount Zion, though.
Oh, did he? Mm-hmm. I was wondering if he had a pool, baptism pool.
I don't know yet, but I recognize the Mount Zion stuff.
Okay. Well, he's off to a good start, and Anthony, did you want to give anybody else a shout out before I get to Miss Tara Dyer over here for a moment?
I don't want to.
You
I
don't want to say anything?
No, I just came with him, but you know I got all kinds of stuff to say.
You know she got a lot of stuff to say. I had to bring her.
I just want to say Miss Tara Dyer is running. She's a candidate for Marion County Commissioners, and election will be held November 3rd. Everyone, get out and vote. If you need to register, please get out there and register.
Check your registration.
Address, change of address,
and
make sure
all
that's taken care of, right?
Yeah, all that good stuff. And definitely you can, but I'll wait. You go.
No, you're all right. I'm going to tell you, look, it was a young man that was out there. He said, get your behind out there and vote. Get your behind and what? Get your behind there and what? Get your behind and what? Vote. Get your behind out there what? Vote. Like, it was, I gotta show y'all that video. But honestly, I definitely want to shout out to Rodney Robertson at Poppin' and Rollin'. Hey, I appreciate you for walking with me and Johnny and just being there as we continue to progress the men's mental health walk here in Marion, Ohio.
That's great.
I definitely want to shout out to Johnny Jackson for all the work he's been doing. I appreciate you, my brother. Hey, hats off to you. That's how I got here to Miss Linda. Shout out also to Attaboys, to Chris, and the fam out there. I know you got some great things in the working. They're going to see that seafood restaurant come up and popping, man. I can't wait to see it. I can't eat it because I'm allergic, but I'm going to be there to support, though.
Hopefully, you have something else on the side, some wings or something, right?
I'll just go there just to drink the drinks, just to sit there and talk to them.
Nothing wrong with that either.
Man, but
they are blowing up. Attaboys.
Yes,
and
I
Taste
see.
Of Memphis and Chris. And what a phenomenal boost for minority businesses.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
We
proud,
are definitely out
proud.
There working hard. And I appreciate everybody out there.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm glad that we're getting to a sense of plugging into the community and giving back and working as hard as we can to make sure that each other are okay.
Yeah,
that's true.
That diversity and that variety.
Oh, yes.
And I just love it. You know, I love what's happening downtown. I love the thriving businesses that are feeling comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though Rodney's out by Chipotle, right?
Yeah,
you
are there by Chipotle.
It's a nice little place, too, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It's so nice in there. Like, they got a jumbo screen in there that plays a commercial of all the businesses that are here in Marion, Ohio. And then you have the two that are side by side that gives you the menu of everything he has going on. He even has a special menu on the side that he says that is soon to come.
Oh. Is it going to be food or ice cream?
I don't even know, but I'm just going to keep going until he shows what it is.
Okay.
Last time I was there, he gave me a s'more ice cream, and then he got the fire out. He pulled out the blowtorch and roasted the marshmallow in front of me. I said, he just kumbaya'd me. I can't believe this brother did. Let me eat this. That's right.
Amazing.
Man, yeah, he's really
doing great things with ice cream, I'm telling you.
He's pulling out all the stops. It's beautiful. I mean, I'm really excited to see how all of us gonna pull together.
Yes.
I'm serious about
Absolutely. That. Absolutely. That gives you like chill bumps to know that we're moving, we're grooving, we're doing things. Yeah. And that's what we want to do, because we don't want to people to keep thinking that we're lazy and we don't want to do anything and all we want is somebody to take care of us.
No.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
That is not true.
Yeah.
You know, we have ambition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we have purpose. We have dreams. You know, like you said, American Idol, you had a dream you wanted to sing. So you went there, right?
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, more of us should do it, you know?
I know that the mall probably misses Rodney because he was one of the few businesses left at the mall.
The only one open on the inside right now is Bath and Body Works.
Wow.
Really?
Even the General Health store that was down at the other end, they're not open right now.
Wow.
On the inside. So it's just Bath and Body Works, and then on the outside.
And now the show is open.
It is? Okay, good.
They started last week in showing movies.
And the nail place is open, and then the Dollar Tree, but the Dollar...
On the outside.
Yeah, opens on the outside.
Yeah.
I wish the owners of the mall would come talk to us within the community and see if we can work out some type of deal for us to... Not just put businesses in there, but make the mall back alive again. Because it is a dead mall.
Yeah, someone told me it was government-owned. That's why it's still open. But we are down to, 2 minutes. One minute now. We've been having so much fun. I really enjoyed Anthony Mark. I like his name, Anthony Mark, instead of Mark Anthony, right? Yeah. So you used to hearing that.
Call
Junior.
Anthony Marks
Junior.
Mark Anthony. Yeah. Dan called me. I was calling Antonio Banderas for a little while. I was like, all right, I'll take it.
So it's good to have you, Tara. Thank you for coming. I'm gonna plug you in again now. This is okay.
When I come back, I'll be totally apolitical.
Good.
Why don't we talk about voter suppression?
Yeah.
Next time I come, I won't be plugging anything.
Because you know, I just had Tim Combs on. My historian.
Tim's amazing.
Yes, he is.
He's amazing.
He don't miss a beat.
He's amazing. He knows. He consumes 5 papers before his second cup of coffee in the morning.
I believe it. I believe
so much.
I believe it.
He's so knowledgeable.
Thank you once again, both of you, for coming and being with me on the Voice of a People here on WWGH. Till next time, be blessed and thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you